Well, if you ever wonder if your significant other genuinely respects you, I'll just sit this one out.
Oh. Well, you had two before.
You did.
Well, I've had more than two.
Well, but, you know, like significant other, I don't know why I'm just assuming spouse, but yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you girlfriends
have,
too?
Yeah, sure.
I think long, I guess, if they're long term. I've had, I guess, three then.
Okay. Well, there are certain things that they'll say if they do respect you, and it's not like, hey, I respect you.
Yeah.
It's things like, I'm so proud of them.
Oh, like I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud of him or her. Or like to other people. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of him or her.
Well, I recently got that after 21 years.
Proud?
Yeah.
About the floor?
Oh, that's right.
He has a little backhanded some stuff in there.
A little bit.
Like she was so shocked, but it was nice.
No, it was definitely nice.
But
it
was very nice.
The emoji was a laughing face, but the
words.
I'm trying to come up with something that I'm proud of my wife, Carol, now, because I have to say something.
No, you don't. You don't, because I wouldn't force it, because then she's going to know that you're making it up.
I'm not making it up. I'm looking for something I should be proud of.
Yeah, like you don't want to be tit for tat. You know what I mean? Like just because you say that you're proud of me, you don't immediately go back and be like, well, I'm proud of you too.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Because then it doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah, I would say all three of mine, the long-term ones, when they would talk to other people about this job,
okay,
they would say, and it would be about all of us, but it would say,
proud.
Yeah, like you know, you guys are really good, really talented, or you're good at your job. I'm like, oh, thanks. It's like sometimes out of nowhere,
nice. It does feel nice.
Because when I'm here, I don't feel that from anybody.
No, hell no. Like, do you know?
Well, we had a great email yesterday, but that was nice. But you know what I'm saying?
But it's few and far between.
We're always busting each other up. So
yes,
I think you have to be aware though of like you're saying. Don't. It doesn't come natural. I have to get my mind to start looking at things. Like, I'm proud of all the sexy time we've been having.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I wouldn't use proud. No.
You're enjoying it.
I am.
Yeah, you're enjoying it.
I wonder why it doesn't come naturally to you to think positively about people.
I do. I just don't have a good way of communicating.
I don't think it comes naturally at all to you.
Nope. Well, you can think that, but I know I'm proud. I just can't.
Does anyone think he does?
No.
It doesn't matter.
I don't.
I know myself. All in favor of agreeing that it does not come naturally to Jason, say aye.
Aye.
It doesn't come naturally to me to say it, but I am myself. Think it.
You think, okay, that's what I'm saying. It's not communicated.
It's not communicated. Hell no.
Yeah.
It's not communicated, but deep down inside, I'm proud. Like, I'm proud of the family we created and how, you know.
We're talking about, well, I mean, yes, there, but
we're talking
for
about
us,
the show, Jason.
Us.
Screw your family.
Yeah, screw your significant other. We're talking about our experience with you has not been. Is it because, did you get that when you were younger? Were words of affirmation or, I mean, did your parents say they were proud of you growing up? Because if you don't get it growing up, you might not know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that much, no.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, sure.
I was very close to my dad, but I don't think
he didn't verbalize it.
Yeah, he didn't say the words proud. He might have said, oh, that's really good, but proud.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. Well, your significant other, if they genuinely respect you, will say, I'm proud of you, or I'm proud of him or her in a conversation.
Okay.
Does it have to be towards the other person? Could it be towards, like, let's say you have a friend. I'm really proud of my wife.
I think if you are proud of anybody in your life, when you say it to someone else or to them, it's a sign that you do respect them.
Yeah. To me, it's a bigger deal when you say it to someone else.
That you're not married to, that you're not.
Yeah, like if my wife told someone else she was proud of me, that means more than if she looks at me and tells me she's proud.
Yeah.
Well, that might happen more frequently. Like, I just don't know. If you're saying that's, you think that's more important, but how do you know and get credit for saying it?
You shouldn't.
No, you're not wanting to get the credit.
You don't need the credit.
Yeah.
You just record it.
This is about respect.
Right. That's not. You don't get respect by being like, see, everyone does. Yeah. Everyone respects me. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You have to earn respect.
Well, I get that. But if I say I'm proud of Matt saying that it is, if his wife says that she's proud of him to somebody else, then he's never going to know that she said that.
That's, I could be around.
Yeah. Or the friend could tell him.
But to me, it means more.
Well, especially if somebody. I like it. I like to hear it. Mm-hmm. You know, if they say it, you know, like it's out of nowhere, like Matt sang. That's nice. Then also, if you said, "Hey, you know, so Hannah was telling me the other day, she's so proud of you." Oh, you're like, really?
Wow.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Second. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be way over the top.
Yeah.
Right. I would do that when I was married and different things. Like if something they did that was really good, I would make a point if we're out to like let people know, but like, "Hey, I'm really like," she got in the Wake Forest. Only 24 people in the whole nation get in. Like that's cool. You know, like to.
Because
you're proud of
them. I'll say that's a huge accomplishment.
Well, what's the point at this point? It didn't work. The marriage didn't work for saying it.
Still proud in the moment.
Okay.
I don't think him sharing that is the reason it didn't work.
Yeah, that's, that was a good thing. But yeah. Also, can't control the other person.
Right. You also can't. You can't,
and I wasn't doing it to manipulate. I was proud of
it. You can't look at every single thing that happened in the marriage just because it ended and be like, well, that's why it ended. Yeah. Every single thing you did.
Just like if somebody's still married doesn't mean their marriage is good.
That too.
And I'm not saying that about anybody, but that's also 100% the case for some people.
It also
That's a hint towards me.
It was not. I was not. I'm saying.
What about me?
And I just said it's not about anyone in this room.
Not it.
Again, we talked just yesterday. The Clintons are still married. Not a good marriage.
Also, what I was going to say is you cannot romanticize or I guess de-romanticize those moments. In that moment, you were proud.
I can't take that away. I was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because it didn't work out doesn't mean.
That's what people like to do. They like to rewrite history. No, it was all bad.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady, you know, wins six Super or, you know, has a great career and then his last season he's not good, doesn't mean, you know, that he wasn't great at one point. Successful.
Yeah. Ooh, I know what I can say. Mm. Carol did this yesterday. She managed somehow, and she's not a handy woman. Is that what you say?
Uh-huh.
Handy woman?
Don't start with a negative.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay.
She somehow put on a
you're ruining it.
Is it a bidet? What's a bidet?
The bidet that sprays your
butt?
I don't know. I'm not rich. I don't have those.
They're not expensive. You can attach one. Now, the water doesn't get like hot or anything, but it's a bidet to Landon's toilet.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And now I said, oh my God, I can't believe you did that without me because I'm afraid that it's going to bust off and cause a major flood. Mm-hmm. But I never
said. There's still time for that.
Yep.
That's what I said.
It's early.
Right now. And we don't know. Yeah.
I have a water sensor.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Maybe think of something
but
else.
That's, I guess I could be proud of that.
You could.
Yes, I absolutely. Just
or impressed. Yeah. Like, that's impressive.
I am impressed.
Good job.
I just don't want to influence more of that because it is risky.
Yeah.
Mm.
But like you cutting into the walls.
Yeah.
Did you one time like drill into something? You must like an electrical thing a couple years ago. Yeah.
It's fine when he does it.
Right.
But if somebody else does it, they're never going to live it down.
He's just being protective of Carol.
That's right.
Yes. And plumbing stuff is very dangerous.
And electrical. Forget it.
Both those. No. Electrical, you just get electrocuted.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
You just die.
I'm not touching it.
No. But if a fuse pops.
Plumbing, you get wet?
No.
Plumbing, how is that worse?
You could destroy your house. Especially it's one that's on the second floor.
Silly me thinking death is worse.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sorry. Silly.
You could start an electrical fire.
That too.
Yeah, burn the house down.
Uh huh. So, you know, equally as dangerous. Yeah.
I think you would say plumbing overall is more dangerous.
No, like,
I absolutely would not.
I don't think we need to get into that debate now.
That's not
more
the debate.
Accidents.
No, no, I would say
more dangerous.
Yes, more dangerous.
For the house. More dangerous for the house. Overall, there's more plumbing.
We didn't say for the house.
For the person.
Just in general.
For the person, probably.
Yeah. That's why they're like, do not do electrical stuff by yourself.
I don't even.
If you're not a trained professional,
No, I don't even like to flip my own fuse box because I'm like, what if it's something that I'm touching that I'm not supposed to?
Yeah,
just because I don't know.
I think every electrician, of course, around it more professionals even have accidents.
Oh, I attach. I've added plugs. I've added dimmers to my light switches.
Well, then you're on the countdown clock.
Yeah,
it's only a matter of time now. I mean, for real.
Yeah,
that's
how
I view it.
I don't like electric. I don't understand it. If I just copy another outlet,
exactly. You don't understand.
I did
it.
My sealing of that fan,
and
in
it
my
took
bathroom.
You 3.5 days and almost a divorce.
Yeah,
yeah. And your family leaving you,
you're right?
Mm-hmm. Didn't they?
And didn't you burn something in the oven?
In the oven.
Yeah, you were cooking something and it was like burning, and so there you go, burn the house down.
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because you were so focused on the thing.
You're preparing for a party of some sorts.
Probably.